Simon, you've got to be pleased. 0-0, but what a difference in performance tonight. A happy manager.
Well, and rightly so. The players sort of showed a good reaction, good attitude, application, work rate. All the things that we didn't do on Saturday and spoke about on Monday and spoke about in the dressing room before, they did that today. And you just saw a wholehearted performance. The supporters were certainly behind the players. We asked questions of a strong team. When we had to defend, we defended. And we did the basics right, and that's what all is required in football matches. A little bit of quality here and there might have won us a game, but overall, I think anybody leaving the ground tonight will be pleased of the Bradford City performance, even though we've not won a game.
Yeah, it says a lot, didn't it? We got a round of applause at half-time, round of applause at full-time.
Well, that was the start,
well,
wasn't it?
But it's encouraging. I mean, the players obviously felt the criticism ringing their ears this week.
Well, and rightly so, because if you're not giving a 100% performance and shirking out of challenges, not running and not working, then every supporter's got in the country has got an opportunity to have a go at players, and I certainly did, as you know. But the run honest bunch, I said that on Saturday, that they didn't do the things that's required in any football match. But tonight there was a reaction. I thought we worked hard, we competed against a strong team, the resilient team they are. We asked questions of them, and even when they went down to 10 men, they showed their...
Well, they went for it, didn't they?
They still got good characteristics because they wanted to win the game, and we just, without that little bit of care or a bit of quality with the crossing and the final pass, might have won the game. Well, maybe could have won the game. Yeah, and Charlie's header as well. Just
I was going to say, Charlie's header, another day that goes in. Is it just a little bit of confidence from not winning games, not scoring goals, that he's lacking at the moment?
Yeah, possibly. And obviously the pitch isn't ideal. Yeah. When we break in 4-1, you think this is a great opportunity. But then the ball bobbles
like
up
ball,
and it was very difficult. And they recovered quickly to stop us doing that. But I thought what we did tonight is we worked hard as a team. We were up and across. We worked our units really well and battled and competed, because if we didn't battle and compete tonight against that team, we'd have got turned over again.
Does it see you taking plenty of heart from the running now till the end of the season? Of course, mathematically you can do it, but it's all about finishing strongly, surely.
Well, of course it is, and I think what we've tried to do today is just concentrate on this game. The players have obviously got to now recover for Tuesday night's game and just concentrate on that game. Don't set any the level or the bar or anything. Just concentrate on the next game. If we win it, then we'll go and concentrate on the Rochdale game after that. So let's just see where we go. Starting point for the players tonight after a disappointing result. Let's make sure on Tuesday night we show exactly the same attitude and commitment and desire and work rate.
We'll give you Saturday off as a reward, Simon.
Well, I might be at a game somewhere. So the players might get the day off, but as managers, we don't get too much time off.